Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik represents New York's sprawling 21st Congressional District, which stretches from the St. Lawrence River on the west to Lake Champlain in the east, the Quebec border to the north, and south to Queensbury. Stefanik has been in the spotlight during the impeachment hearings, and both she and her 2020 Democratic opponent have received a surge in campaign contributions in the wake of the televised proceedings. But it hasn't come without controversy. George Conway, husband of White House advisor Kellyanne Conway and frequent foil to President Trump, donated to Stefanik's Democratic opponent and called Stefanik trash on Twitter, helping the congresswoman, dubbed a rising star by President Trump, trend as both supporters and opponents weighed in. In an interview today, Stefanik and WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley discussed the rhetoric of the race. Elise Stefanik, as a result of the hearings, as you well know, both you and your Democratic challenger saw a surge of donations to your campaigns, able to make a lot of hay out of George Conway's trash comments and his hashtag trashy Stefanik. But with that, would you also disavow President Trump's name calling? He called Adam Schiff human scum and things like that. Is it time to back off of all of those sorts of things?
Well, that's certainly not the rhetoric that I use, and I've spoken out when I disagree with the president, but this is about impeachment. This is a constitutional matter. Certainly my opponent, who's raised $1 million off of trashy Stefanik, that's despicable. She owns that and is part of the far-left Hollywood elites who are very out of touch with constituents in this district. And I have to tell you, I had some great events recently, and we are getting huge support in the district. And the consistent theme that I continue to hear is that it's shameful that my opponent has raised $1 million by the Hollywood elites. She's the toast of Tinseltown, but she's woefully out of touch with constituents in this district. We are getting calls in our district offices, Pat, 3-1 in favor, and it's the most positive calls that I've ever gotten since I was sworn into office. This has been overwhelming, the outpouring of support in the district.
You mentioned that you don't use those sorts of names, yet the campaign has re-established the tax and tedra.
That's a fact, because she has voted to increase taxes multiple times. And that's one of the reasons why she lost St. Lawrence County by double digits. That's her home county. And that traditionally, if you look back, that was a county that Bill Owens used to carry. I've won that county, and I work hard in that county every single cycle, and we've won it overwhelmingly. But she has voted to raise taxes, and that's a policy distinction, whereas the name-calling of trash is just, you know, a horrible adjective to use, and it's demeaning and it's degrading.
Elise Stefanik, since the impeachment hearings and probably during the impeachment hearings, I've heard opinions from some folks who were watching parts of it or all of it that your performance, quote unquote, during the hearings was in part to kind of position yourself for a higher position in government. And some of them have various theories as to where you want to move upwards to. So I'm going to ask a question that I've heard from a couple of people. Are you positioning yourself to be a potential vice presidential candidate?
No, Pat. I'm on three committees, and I ask very strong questions at every committee hearing. I'm known for doing my homework and asking substantive questions. This just happened to be a hearing that millions of Americans tuned into that was on every network. I do not have plans right now. So the answer is no. I'm very focused on running for re-election in this district, earning the support, and continuing to deliver results.
The full interview with Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.